It's time for KCCU Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
On July the 9th, 2016, in Hull, England, 3,200 people stripped naked and painted themselves in four shades of blue to celebrate their city's relationship with the sea. A passenger and freight board, Hull had a population of more than 256,000. The city's art gallery commissioned the event, staged by a New York artist, to mark the city's celebration the following year as a UK city of culture. I had to ask myself, since no Hullians were handy, why a mass of naked blue people was a symbol of culture. I get it that four shades of blue represented the sea, and in some of the photos, the mass of people packed in tightly did suggest a mass exhibit of fish. But that didn't exactly jibe with the dictionary definition of culture, which is more an indictment of my narrow-minded view. If 3,200 citizens of a community agree on a bluer interpretation of what culture is, then culture it is. And it probably gave them all a great sense of community, those who took part and those who gaped at them. The AP photo in the paper was tiny, so the 3,200 blue people, backs to the camera, were pretty indistinct, although butt cheeks were identifiable. So I Googled naked blue people in Hull to get a better look. There were photos of the 3,200 blue people standing on a footbridge in a side view of their backs, lying on their sides, backs to camera, packed in together like sardines in a can, and a big photo, full frontal view of 3,200 blue people. When my eyes finally focused on faces, they seemed to be mostly middle-aged, although the oldest participant was identified as an 80-year-old woman. It's not an offense to be naked in England and Wales, unless the intention is to upset and shock. Obviously, this wasn't the intent in Hull, since the event was billed as a cultural celebration. Generally, in America, nudity is against the law in public places. Wording is vague in state laws, and violations often a matter of community standards for indecency. State laws may conflict with constitutional protections for freedom of expression, particularly if nudity is part of an artistic performance or political demonstration. If there were a nude political demonstration, I'm curious as to whether you could just tell by looking if it were a Democrat or Republican demonstration. I'm trying to think of some activity 3,200 people in our city would want to commemorate by shucking off their clothes and painting their bodies. Not the 4th of July. We're pretty patriotic, but it's just too hot. Most likely might be, should OU win a national football championship, 3,200 rabid fans painting themselves crimson and cream and jubilantly parading together in January, unless it was below freezing. Would I want to strip bare-ass naked, paint myself from head to toe a pretty shade of blue, or even OU crimson and cream, and stand or lie cheek to cheek with thousands of my fellow townsfolk? No, but I'd go look.